brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
Because Georgia's the best.
Well, duh.
It's a clean slate for new ideas. That was one of the things that just sort of attracted me to the job in the first place.
And you truly get to see the work you put into the program come to fruition.
How has the community been reciprocating your appearance in their town?
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. Off-season, but the off-season's dwindling, so it's still an off-season every other week kind of a thing here. John here, Hannah there, and we're talking football this time around. And it's interesting, Hannah, with this particular go-around, it's a couple of different ways about becoming a head coach, and it's two interesting stories this time around.
It is, and just in case things aren't hot enough here in Atlanta, we're going to go to South Georgia today to really heat things up.
Yep.
We're talking to David Shores, who's landed his first head coaching gig in Georgia at Brantley County, Blue Herons.
Yeah, just the Herons, yeah.
And Wayne County has a new head coach in John Mooring. This is his second head coaching gig. Really, really exciting stuff. Big jump from him, from single A to quad A.
Yeah, and so we're going to kind of peel the curtain back a little bit and find out, okay, what attracted you to the place that you are now, what the process is like, what the challenges are, hitting the ground running, all those kinds of things. But it's going to be really cool to catch up with David and Coach Mooring here on the show.
And old traditions, new traditions, non-existent traditions.
Stuff that we just kind of create here. And it's like, hey, maybe, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, how'd you do? Maybe this should be a tradition here. And we have a new friend,
Pope High School.
Yeah.
Thank you for the helmet, for the set. My dad's best friend, Opie. Mm-hmm. Shout out Opie. He is a GHSA umpire for championship baseball.
Okay.
For the state of Georgia, high school baseball.
Okay.
Here's the helmet, Pope helmet.
Pope Greyhounds. So we like that.
His kids went through the Pope system. They live in the Pope district. Hooked us up with the helmet.
Absolutely.
And then continued to give me a hard time because I still haven't gotten us a Lassiter helmet. I haven't tried.
I haven't tried.
Anybody wants to reach out to my alma mater and ask them for a helmet?
So, yes, please.
That'd be great.
If someone could, if someone could reach out on Hannah's behalf to her alma mater to get
forgetting.
A Lassiter Trojans helmet to add to the set. Hey, your dad's best friend will sit there and it's like, hey, look at this. We got a Pope helmet. This is great. And then all of a sudden, can someone please reach out to my alma mater for me?
I know. I've got to put it on the to-do list, really. It's homework. I've just got to get a Lassiter helmet.
Like
it would be a miracle, truly,
a
if I remember.
Or something.
Before we get to our guests today.
Yes.
I just got back from the beach.
Yeah.
So, John, update us on what's been happening in high school football.
Nothing. Nothing's going on.
Nothing. Just absolutely nothing going on. What are some other big coaching changes?
Well, I mean, obviously, you've had Jeff Littleton, who's now at Tift. David Dean, who
love Coach Littleton at Tift. I'm excited.
Yeah, and so are the folks in Tift. And just as kind of a be on the lookout, anybody who knows anyone at Lanier County High School, please let Coach David Dean know that we will be tracking him down. David Dean, Division II legend in the college football game, is now coaching at Lanier.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the time that he spent...
He will be on the podcast.
He will
be
on
whether he likes it or not.
Please alert Lanier County that David Dean is on the shopping list for this season.
David Dean, come to the principal's office.
David Dean, come to the podcast office, please. David Dean, to the podcast office. So I think that's probably one of the biggest bolos that be on the lookout for what's going on at Lanier. We talked to Kurt Williams, who left Lanier to go to Macon County. Dexter Copeland, retires and leaves that particular gig. And so Kurt, we had him on a previous show in the spring about what it's like for him and his new gig. And so there's a lot of juggling going on in South Georgia, and that was why we wanted to look at these two gigs in particular because of them being a part of this process of folks going on all over the place. And another topic for another time is all of the coaches coming in from out of state that are now getting jobs here in the state of Georgia. Mike Coe came in a couple of years ago from the state of Florida. We've had him on the show a couple of times. And he is now the head coach at Coffee. Coffee wins a state championship. And
one
so,
of our guests today came over from Alabama.
Yep. And so it's you see all the coaches coming in from the state of Florida drifting into South Georgia. Tennessee is having coaches coming in. Alabama's having coaches coming in. and the Carolinas are trading coaches with the state of Georgia at times. And so
they just want to be on the podcast.
I mean, duh.
I'm just joking.
I mean, no, you're not.
You're onto something though, John. We need to do an investigative series.
Investigative series.
We can do a Beyond the Lights episode of
why are all of you people coming here? That's why.
Because Georgia's the best.
Well, duh.
Well, I just think really, I know we have competition with California and Texas for having the best high school football
right.
in the
number country. Three in the country when it comes to folks going to the next level.
But really, maybe everybody's figuring out Georgia's actually the competition, the coaching, the equipment.
Georgia's where you need
access,
to be.
The exposure.
It's where you need to be.
Is the best.
And so, I guess it's time to send it to our first guest, eh?
Let's do it.
All right. So our first guest this go round is the new head coach at Brantley County, David Shores, old friend of the network here. Great to catch up with him. And so here's Hannah with Dave.
Hey, Coach Shores, congratulations on your new head coaching gig. With head coaching jobs means we get to bug you, uh-huh. and now you get to be on our podcast. So thanks so much for being here today.
Fantastic. Thank you, Hannah, for having me. You and John, always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
You bet.
So you were an assistant at Brunswick, longtime assistant before that. Why the leap into head coaching now?
Well, yeah, Hannah, this will be my 24th year coaching, I guess, and I was a head coach in Alabama at two different schools before coming over to Georgia. So after 10 years of, four or five stops here in Georgia, making the rounds in South Georgia, Middle Georgia, I decided it was the right time to get back in the head seat and run my own program.
What attracted you to this gig in particular? Jeff Cannon had built a little bit of the table. He left to go to CUSA. No. It was open there at Brantley County. What attracted you to this particular gig?
Yeah, I guess for the most part, John, it was logistics. It's a good place. It's close to home for my wife and I. I've kept up with Brantley County since moving over here to Camden, on the coast of Georgia. And it's a great town. I love small towns. I grew up in a place like this back in Alabama. I went to a school much like Brantley County over there. And it just sort of felt like home. The administration, they had a little change in the principal spot a couple years ago. They hired Dr. Walker Todd over here from Pierce County, who's, a big football guy and athletic-minded administration, and the board and the high school administration has been really strong in putting together a good staff, and they really want to take this program to the next level. So it really intrigued me once it opened up.
So you're still in the swamp. You don't go too far. Are you guys okay with the heat? How is everybody?
Love it down here. Love it down here. Yeah. The swamp's where it's at. And our kids, work hard and are very coachable. We enjoy it down here. The South's a great place to live.
When you have these conversations with the boss, with the better half, the one under the same roof, yeah. and you want to sit there and
the
it's
real
like,
boss.
Yes, the real boss. Capital T, capital R, capital B.
Right.
When you're having these conversations, hey, I want to get back to being a head coach. What are the you can divulge as much as you want when it comes to this. What are the conversations like with you and your wife about how it impacts your family, how it impacts a move, how the community and the commute and all these kinds of things? What is that conversation like when you want to sit there and it's like, yeah, I want to be a head coach again?
Right. Well, we don't have any children, John, so that's, the school system isn't as big a factor as far as we're going for our kids. It's more about we're a partnership, sort of a team, and what's the right fit for both of us. I always try to take her professional life into account just as much as my own. She runs a Chamber of Commerce down here in Camden County and has for the last several years and really enjoys that. She's done a fantastic job compiling the resume and we want to make sure wherever we end up that we're both happy in our professional lives as well as our personal lives. So just measuring out the pros and cons, whether it's where we're going to live, if we're going to have to buy and sell or build or make a move in general, what she's going to do, of course, finances always become a part of it. What are the resources like? What's the town like? What's the support like? The talent level, et cetera, et cetera. So on down the line, the same things that most people would deal with, minus having to move children to a new system.
I know you said you guys don't have kids, but I'm sure she's like team mom and you're definitely team dad.
We've got 100 kids under our belts, you know, and you know, she treats them just like that, just like I do. So
tell us about the team. You've got summer practice and you went through spring ball and scrimmages. Let us know who are some of your star playmakers and get us caught up on the team. How's it looking?
Yeah, you know, I've been very pleasantly surprised. I'm reluctantly optimistic heading into the season. We've got some key spots coming back. They lost a lot of seniors off this team last year that went 5-5, but they were able to play a lot of kids. A lot of backups got significant playing time on both sides of the ball. So I didn't feel like I was coming into an empty cupboard by any means. Carson Jacobs is one of our standouts as a senior. He's a mid-major Power 5 recruit. He's gotten attention from both levels. He's a tight end on offense for us. He's about 6'4", 255 pounds, and plays D-line as well. So he'll be a stalwart on both sides of the ball. Our quarterback this year, I think coming into the system, that was the main job I had, was to try to identify a trigger man. And I think I've done that. Caden Hendricks will be our starter coming into the season. He hasn't played football in a couple of years. He's been a baseball primarily guy, but he's 6'3", 6'4", and has a live arm. So we're excited about his potential, and he's got two more years ahead of him, where Carson's only got one. Kendall Wright is a running back that will be returning after a year off as well. I've been able to get some guys out, six or eight, that didn't play at all last year, that I think will be some difference makers for us on both sides of the ball. So those are three guys I'm excited about, along with Peyton Perez. He's another guy that didn't play last year, but will probably he'll start on defense for sure and play a lot on offense as well. So there's a lot of different guys. Hayden Hickox is another guy that's been a two-way guy. He's been a backup quarterback and a linebacker, and I could go down the roster,
I love it.
We've got, there's 15 or 16 guys, at the 1A level, you need 25 really good players to be able to compete. And I've got that. And then some. We finished the spring with around 76 kids on the roster. That's including our upcoming freshmen. Right now we're hovering around 60 to 65 to make it, consistently to summer practice. That's an issue here and a challenge at Brantley. Kids are sort of spread out throughout the country, county, and getting them to practice can be difficult at times. I think next summer I'll probably have some bus routes set up to make sure we get them all here. But it's been good. We're excited about it.
We all know South Georgia football is deep-rooted in tradition. What are some of the Brantley County traditions and activities, events that you look forward to?
What are you learning about Brantley County football, Dave?
Well, what's great about this place, to be honest, it's sort of an untapped football, school. There's not a whole lot of tradition and pride here in the football program because they've never had a ton of success. It's been sort of an underlying area. It's sandwiched sort of between Waycross and Brunswick, and there's not much out here. It's sort of a open cupboard of what I want to do and what kind of traditions we want to establish going into the season. So I've been brainstorming some different things and ways we can create more excitement in the program and in the community, and those are what we're going to do. But they haven't been set yet, so I can't really talk about the past.
Fun. So clean slate.
Next year, I'll be able
to
give you some ideas. It's a clean slate for new ideas, and we're really excited about it. It's fun. We're sort of trying to – we can do it the right way, and that was one of the things that is sort of attracting me to the job in the first place. When there's not – the expectations aren't extremely high, you can sort of do it the right way and go day-to-day and sort of build a foundation. And then just keep building level on top of level. So it's really fun.
So then other than having maybe a live heron circle the field and bring in the game ball every single day.
That is actually an amazing idea, John.
So talk to the local ornithologist and sit there and it's like, can a heron hang on to a football, circle the field and bring it in at the 50 every single game?
We'll have to call the Raptor program over to Auburn and see if we can train a heron up to do something like that.
See, there you go. When it comes to style of play and what you want to do out there on the field, how would you, it's like if things are going the way that you want Brantley County football to be here in 24, how would you say, okay, on offense, I'm looking to do this. defensively, this is my DNA. What are you looking for Brantley County football to be?
Yeah, well, I think any coach will tell you these days, whether they're offensive or defensive minded, you want to be explosive on offense. Whether you're running or throwing the ball, you want to have explosive plays on offense, and you want to be extremely physical on defense and stop the run and bring generous pressure on the quarterback defensively. So, you know, it's sort of par for the course. Like most coaches will tell you, I'm a defensive guy and always have been. I have a great appreciation for physical run play on offense and pounding the football and play action and hitting big plays down the field. So that's sort of my MO and playing stingy defense and then being really sound on the special teams like most people are, limiting turnovers, you know, controlling the game, controlling the clock, you know, like everybody wants to do. But, you know, I think one of the things that's been holding them back the last couple of years here is explosive playmakers, being able to stretch the field offensively. And I think I've been able to compile, me and my staff, have been able to get some guys out that can really do that. And that'll be the biggest difference, I think, when you see Brantley on the field this year compared to years past.
Coach, my last question for you, and it's what I always ask head coaches at a new gig. What's your coaching style? What can fans expect from you down on the sidelines? Are you a guy that's yelling in their face, or are you kind of calm? What can people expect out of you?
I think if you talk to anybody that's watched me coach over the last 10 years since I've been in Georgia, I'll tell you I'm pretty passionate on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. You're gonna see some emotion out. Yeah, John, you haven't seen me as a head coach. I'm probably a little bit more laid back as a head coach than I was as a coordinator. And I can go back to the 4 years in Alabama. I was a head guy. You've got to show some demeanor, some calm demeanor on the sideline. Kids feed off of the head coach. So there's times to be, fiery and passionate. There's times to calm down and settle them and have your wits about you. So you'll see a little bit of both, but you're definitely going to see a lot of energy on the sideline. I always want kids to know that I'm pouring into the game just like they are, and I'm going to leave it on the field Friday night just like they do.
As always, my friend, it's great to see you. Great to see you with the new hat. Go ahead and put the new hat on. You put the hat off to the side before the interview. There you go.
Yes, so, nice.
The new gig, and he's back to being a head coach. Dave, it's great to always
and
see you,
my
friend.
And he has homework to go hunt down a blue heron.
Yeah, he's got to go find a heron now that I've corrupted him with an idea.
Hey, there are plenty of them down here. Shouldn't be a problem.
So it's great to see you, my friend. Great to catch up with you. And don't be a stranger, okay?
Thanks so much, John, Hannah. Appreciate all you guys do for high school football in Georgia.
One interview down, one to go, and we go from Nahunta to Jessup. And this is what happens when you take Georgia history and Georgia high schools. You have to know the county seats of all the counties, or you do not get a passing grade in the Georgia history class when you're a high school student in the state of Georgia. Time to catch up with the new head coach at Wayne County, John Moore.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on your new head coaching gig at Wayne County. You didn't go too far, 64 miles south. What's it like settling in?
It's been great. You know, great small town, great community, football powerhouse. Community involvement is amazing. It's everything I could ask for.
So when this job became available, you mentioned a lot of the superlatives about Wayne County and Jessup and how it is one of those programs in South Georgia that I think a lot of folks may not necessarily know about. It's almost like an undiscovered idea that really is a hidden gem in South Georgia. What, outside of what we were just talking about, attracted you to going from Savannah Country Day, the last time I saw you, down there to Wayne County?
Yeah, I mean, Savannah was wild with just how many schools there are, how many kids there are, and recruiting and stuff, and just being able to be in a one school town where you get to kind of watch these kids grow up and you can follow them through the pipeline. You truly get to see the work you put into the program come to fruition. And that was really the highlight for me.
Like John said, it is a big transition. Single A to Quad A, what's been the biggest difference? I know there are more pressures involved now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Our schedule's ridiculously hard. And that probably scared a lot of people away, but you know, at Country Day, we were kind of like the, you know, as they used to say, the little engine that could, you know, we had, you know, a bunch of great kids, really high academic kids, and just trying to compete with some of the powerhouses. And now I actually have some, a lot more roster numbers, a lot more athletes in general to try to compete. And, our non-region and region schedule is brutal. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
How different a number set are we talking here? How many student athletes did you have at SCD, and how many do you have at Wayne?
I had about 38 to 42 in my 3 years at Country Day, and we're about 75 to 85 here. So almost probably double the amount.
What did you learn about yourself as a coach at Savannah Country Day that you think will help you out, having twice as many student athletes, being in a one school county, all those kinds of things?
Yeah, I mean, just being, program director there. So I was running the middle schools, JV. I was the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. So, man, I was wearing a lot of hats.
I was going to say, man.
So when did you actually coach your team?
And I was teaching six periods. So, being here allows me to truly just focus on coaching. And, you know, I hired a staff of nine guys in the building. So I really have good, genuine help. So just learning how to delegate some of the things that I've done myself to those guys now, and just, you know, trusting them to do a great job.
Well, tell us about the team. What have you seen so far through summer ball, scrimmages, spring practice? Who are some of your playmakers? Get us caught up and let us know what you're seeing.
Coming in, I mean, the big name was Tavion Wallace, top linebacker in the country. And me having played linebacker, I was really looking forward to coaching him. So that was kind of a draw to take the job. But once I got here, I mean, we got a lot of really good athletes, and they had 30 something seniors last year. So a lot of these kids never got a chance to play. So nobody knows them yet. But you know, they're going to do a great job. We have 20, I think, seniors this year. Eric Hodges is our quarterback. He was a kid that played receiver for him last year. So he'll bring kind of a playmaking dynamic to the game. Obviously we got a bunch of star studded athletes around Tavion. We got Tavion's younger brother. We got some good D linemen coming back. Most of our secondary comes back. I think we'll be really strong on defense. I transitioned from defensive coordinator to offensive coordinator. So I think, I'll do enough stuff on offense to try to keep the ball out of the opponent's hands and, just try to string together some wins and start this thing off with some, in the right way.
Yeah. You mentioned that schedule of yours, and you're in Region 1 Quad. And for those that don't know about where 1 Quad is after reclassification, Benedictine, New Hampstead, Perry, Ware, Warner Robins, Wayne.
Woo!
The region's brought to you by the letter W. And your non-region schedule, Glen Academy, Brunswick, you get both of them at home to start things off. You're at Appling, you're at home to Pierce, and then you're at Richmond Hill. You aren't kidding when you're talking about this schedule, man. That's a tough season one for you.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to not think about it. I want to lose sleep this early in the year, but... Just trying to take it one day at a time. We have a team camp coming up, OTAs, Wednesday and Thursday at Lowndes. And we'll be playing some really good competition down there. So that'll be a good test for us to kind of see where we're at and, get ready for Glen Academy coming up week one.
What are some of the Wayne County traditions that you're looking forward to being a part of this fall, or maybe implementing some new ones? How are you getting to know the team that way?
Yeah, it's a town built on tradition. And there's been some things that I've done that I might have to do differently just to accommodate the town. And I'm good with that. I'm trying to learn them and what they do here and why they've been successful and, try to put my stamp on a little bit.
So you mentioned what it's like for you in Jessup. And we were kind of joking around. We had David Shores on before you talking about what's going on at Brantley County. And I had suggested maybe having a heron circle the field, and drop a football or something at the 50. I know that you don't want to have like live yellow jackets doing the same thing there in Jessup. But, when you look at the town and what you're learning about Jessup and everything about Wayne County,
right?
Yeah, with the community there, how much time are you spending out in the community? What's the feedback been with you being there? How much time are you spending at the local restaurants and quarterback clubs and things like that?
Do they even like you?
Wow.
I'm totally joking.
Wow.
No, it's a fair question.
This is the longest question ever. Wrap it up, John. What's the community like? What's it been like?
I think it's been great. They've really embraced me. I go get coffee in the morning at the gas station. People are, hey, coach, what's going on? Everybody knows everybody. It's really small town living. You know, I don't go out to eat without seeing somebody that's, you know, asking how the team's doing. And I kind of like it, you know, like Savannah, I could go out and nobody would say anything because it's big enough where, you know, they just don't know. But being in this small community, I kind of like the intimacy of it. And the fans are great. They love it. They want us to win.
No doubt. Yeah. And in one of the toughest regions in the state. One of the other conversations we had with Coach Shores has to do with family and considerations and going to, you know, new jobs and things like that. When you have conversations in your family about, okay, I'm thinking maybe of pursuing this job here at Wayne, what are those conversations like inside the Mooring family tree about, okay, I'm thinking about, you know, possibly going to another job? What are those conversations like for you?
Yeah, I'm sure it's like any other family with, you know, jobs and moving and stuff. And it's difficult. And, you know, it's never easy to kind of leave your home base and start all over. But the great thing is when you take jobs like this and, you know, you're at a bigger school and a bigger community and you come to a place that really cares truly about football, they make it a lot easier and they kind of help you out and they bring you along. And that's helped the most, I would say.
Last question for me, and it seems like I probably know the answer to this. What's your coaching style? What type of energy are you going to bring to kind of keep the, like you mentioned, that they've been so good? This team has not missed a playoff since 2012, or they've only missed one since 2012. What's your coaching style and what can the community expect out of you?
I'm a high energy guy and, you know, I try to have fun. I'm a player's coach. I mean, I played football for a long time. I played for a number of coaches, teams, arena league, CFL, NFL. So I've seen it all. And, you know, the style I always was attracted to is a guy that, you know, wasn't always yelling at you every single play, but just pick and choose the right times to kind of elevate his tone. And, you know, the kids know when I'm being serious and when it's time to have a good time, and when it's time to lock in. And the kids have been great. You know, they've embraced us as a staff. And, you know, it was hard for me because the previous staff took almost all the coaches. So I had to find all new guys. So we're basically all new. So we're all coming in at the same time, you know, trickling in over the summer. And the kids are learning defensive scheme, offensive scheme, and we're just trying to keep them busy so they can get locked in for the season.
So when you have a question, when you're scratching your head and you're sitting there and saying, okay, how should I address this? With all of the different leagues and all the different places and all the different places that you've touched in your career, either as a player or as a coach, who's on your short list? It's like, who's on your speed dial that you can sit there and it's like, okay, I've got a question. I need to call this guy. Who's on your speed dial that will pick up the phone?
Yeah, I mean, it's my high school head coach, Mike Marciano. He was great to us, and you know, that's always one because he can relate to me. He knows me as me 20 years ago and me now, and he would have never guessed that I'd be a head coach probably with what I put him through. So he knows. He knows what to say. And you know, I have friends in the business my age that, you know, but I always just try to be authentic, you know, just be real with the kids and, you know, they can see through the BS. And, you know, as long as you're authentic and genuine, that they'll be receptive in the right way.
Well, Coach Mooring, I know that Yellow Jacket Country is so excited to have you there, especially with all of your experience and expertise. And we can't wait for the season as well to see what you do with the team. So thank you so much for your time today and for being on and chatting with us.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me last second. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Take care.
I mean, literally, your question was... the way that you ended that question was not even what I thought you were going to ask. That was like, you started here, and then you went here, and then you went here, and then you went here. And I was like, I really need to help him out.
Yeah. Do they even like you?
John is like, how has the community been reciprocating your appearance in their town? I'm like, John.
Do they even like you?
Do they even like you?
Do they even like you?
Is that not what you were trying to ask?
No, I mean, not like that. It's just like when you're out there in the community,
they like you?
Do they stop you? And he got into the whole thing about, do they stop you? And yeah, they stop me in the restaurant. They stop me when I'm getting gas, those kinds of things. Do they ask? And a lot of coaches, they'll sit there
My
and it's like.
My question was better.
Do they like you?
So we're going to keep all of this in. If you want to just go ahead and wrap up the podcast, that'd be great.
Oh, great. That was not supposed to be on the part of the podcast, but that's okay. Here we go.
I'm going
to
go hide now.
It is time. It is time to wrap this up, John.
Well, we kind of, okay.
I like you, John.
Yeah.
And everybody,
well, like
we have
all
some interns today.
We do
we
have
like
interns.
Them.
We have interns from Georgia Southern and mm-hmm. from Baltimore here mm-hmm. today. And it's the J&J intern machine that they're hanging out with us today. And actually, it's three J's at the back row, actually.
It is, I see.
With Ambassador Jeremy back there as well. So since he's rushing us, we have to always get our input from Jake the Snake.
Oh, yes, we have to.
Wow, four J's.
That's a lot.
Four J's out
Reagan's
of five.
The only one.
Right yeah. Now. Governor Reagan is not a J. But Jake, as we always like to do, you know, we're getting close to football season.
His anxiety is, his anticipation is
bubbling. I was
going to
say, if it's anxiety, then we're in trouble. When it comes to the off season, so that you are completely and totally refreshed and ready to go, what helpful hints would you give our faithful viewers and listeners that you yourself have walked down this path about making sure that you are fresh and ready to go? How do you spend your summer to make sure that you are okie-dokie 100%?
With all of your football experience.
With all of the football expertise.
Right. Well, as you know, during the course of the year, you need to take at least one season completely off of football. Mm-hmm. Turn off the TV, turn off the radio.
That's hard.
You know.
Great advice.
No different. Internet. That's just different. Complete isolation from football or any sporting events.
Just don't leave the house.
You realize how difficult a task that is, sir. No internet, especially when you're having to deal with football.
Right. Well, I mean, in y'all's line of work, I know it's particularly challenging, mm-hmm. but it's important to have sort of a complete cleanse. So you can start with a clean slate.
Wow.
Cleanse of the mind, if you will.
Among other things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. So I would say just, if you can, take all of the furniture out of your house.
Okay.
Everything.
Just reset everything.
All your material possessions, give them away.
Okay.
It's okay. You can get them back, you know?
I was going to say, just put them in the front yard. And if somebody gets them, then they get them. And then you just make sure that you know what's taken and you just buy something new.
I think that's a great plan.
That's okay. Great advice. Okay.
The important thing is to truly just let go of everything in your life that's holding you back from football, including football itself.
It's the purge.
That is
football
great,
edition.
Great advice.
Wow.
And I hope all of our listeners really, really take that to heart.
I mean, this is why we have Jake the Snake on this part of the show.
That's right.
The whole point of the podcast.
To scare everybody into football season.
So our podcast is still monthly,
yes.
Guys. We're still hanging on
monthly. I mean, but you do your thing like in a couple of weeks.
I sure
so
do.
So it's not really monthly.
We're bi-weekly.
Yes.
The sister podcast, Beyond the Lights. We have one more episode
So we've gone
left.
From monthly to bi-weekly
monthly,
in 15
monthly.
Seconds.
Yep. We got one more episode left on Beyond the Lights. If you guys haven't checked out any of those episodes,
mm-hmm.
go listen.
Yeah.
What's or don't. You yeah. know, I don't really know.
No,
if
you
it's
need
entertaining
to go listen. Go listen because it's fun stuff. And
it
Hannah,
is fun. We
Hannah's
do
got,
we do a deep dive into bigger conversations around football.
Hannah scares us with other topics.
Head coaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's really
football season's almost here, John. We are officially a month away.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And when we know our full schedule, we'll let you know what our full schedule is. But for both Jake the Snake and Hannah, who want to scare people into getting ready for football season, for the J&J intern machine in the back, for Ambassador Jeremy and for Governor Reagan, I'm just John. Thanks to our guest today, David Shore is the new head coach at Brantley County, John Mooring, the new head coach at Wayne County.
Who everyone loves.
Yes. Why don't you just go ahead and bat your eyelashes and just go ahead and send us home.
I'm trying to make up for my question.
Good luck on that. Go ahead and send us home. I'm going to try and call them on the phone so they don't get mad.
Follow us on social media at GBB Sports for all of the updates leading up to the season. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back.
To you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.